You never want to play the victim. And playing the victim basically means that you blame other people, other things, and other situations for the things that you could have achieved and acquired, but you by chance didn't do it because you didn't stay focused. If you get to playing the victim in life, what that basically entails is, that looks like, I wanted to get my bakery business going, man, but my cousin, he distracted me, man. My cousin called me and he asked me to help him get his car wash business going. I took 6 months out of my life to go help my cousin. Now I'm behind in my business. You see how that is playing the victim? That person should have told their cousin no. Hey cuz, I love you big dog, but I need to get my bakery going first. And then once I get my bakery going first, then I'll reach back out and I'll help you get your car wash going. See, that's the thing right there. When you're trying to stay focused, you can't try to take on other people's responsibility. Good evening. I want to talk to you today about how to stay focused. A lot of times in life, it's a lot of distractions out there. It's like a lot of, you know, things going on and in the world and things like that. They may distract you and make you not stay focused. The number one thing, honestly, for most of us, the number one distraction is going to be our cell phone or like a tablet or something like that. When you initially wake up in the morning time, you should give your brain time to open up, you know, relax, and, you know, kind of get rocking and rolling before you start putting different things inside of your brain. What happens is, if you wake up to your phone and you instantly get to scroll in the gram or the book, that can make you become very distracted. And see, when you become distracted, you're not focused. Focused people are the ones who achieve their goals. People who are not focused, they don't honestly achieve their goals and their dreams, nor their desires. And then what they'll do, they'll spend the rest of their life trying to talk you out of doing what it is that you need to do.
We'll resume the regularly scheduled program momentarily. Now, once you're on the inside of the Mindset Mastery Academy, the first thing that you will notice is going to be the layout. On the left, this is going to be all of the things that are going to be included inside of the Mindset Mastery Academy. We have videos for a positive mindset. We have motivational quotes. We have mindset and mental health. We have affirmation cards. We have digital planners. We have blogs. We have coupons and monthly deals. And we also have ebooks and audiobooks. And then you can easily download any of these right here. We have the Success Roadmap Digital Planner. And this is a 170-page digital planner. You can print this out and actually do it on old school pencil and paper. And if you have any issues, you can always reach out to me and my team directly at info@tonyreed.co. And another thing that we have, monthly hot seats. Once you're inside the Mindset Mastery Academy, all of your personal problems become the group's problems. If you're going through a struggle in life, if you have a burden in life that you're going through, and you can ask any kind of questions, anything that you want to know, the group is here to help. And I just wanted to quickly talk to you about this amazing opportunity to join the Mindset Mastery Academy. Now, back to your regularly scheduled program.
When you stay focused, that means that you are in the pursuit of achievement. Here's what I'm talking about. When I was younger, before I would go to the barbershop, I would wake up, grab my flip phone, and the first thing I would do, check my text messages. And then when I would check my text messages, it may have been like the particular lady who I was dating back then. She may have sent me a text that was a real mean text that morning. And then I took a look at my bank account, and then something may have perhaps came out that wasn't supposed to come out, which kind of threw my money off. So what started happening was, instead of me being focused on the end goal for that day, I started becoming very consumed with what was going on in the distractions. Once I became maybe about 34 or 35 or something like that, I really started beginning to see that I wasn't focused because I had so many distractions. As almost 40 years old now, when I wake up now, what I do, I wake up, I meditate and I journal. I don't even touch my cell phone or any kind of thing that's going to, you know, send me down the rabbit hole called a distraction. And again, if you have distractions in your life, that means you can't focus on what's really going on in life.
If you're ready to take your journey of mindset mastery to the next level and dive even deeper into mindfulness and also meditation, well, I've got a fantastic resource just for you. Inside, you're going to find step-by-step instructions
instructions, valuable insight, and also practical exercises to help you enhance your mindset and bring more positive changes to your life. This guide is the roadmap to success. To get your hands on this exclusive resource, click the link below in the description. And this may sound crazy to you, but I honestly don't even look at my phone until maybe about noon, because by then I would have had time to drink my tea, eat my Beyond Meat sausage breakfast, and then go and, you know, get other things done that's going to allow me to actually and allow my brain to wake up the proper way so I can get rocking and rolling that day. Once I've gotten a few things done in my day, then I look at my cell phone, then I take a look at the bank account, and then I do other things that I need to do. That right there works out for me. Now, you may have to do whatever you have to do and whatever works out for you in order to better stay focused in your life. But that's going to be the main thing that makes people not focus is distractions. Something else that I've also noticed about staying focused is most of the time we don't keep the vision in sight that we're trying to stay focused on. So for example, let's just say if we want to get a new business started, okay? We want to get like a, let's just say we want to get like an e-commerce store started. We wake up to our cell phones, we see all of these massive amounts of distractions that's going on. 6 months later, you're thinking to your head, damn, I need to go ahead and get this bakery business going. But what happened was you fell down the rabbit hole called the distractions for those 6 months. You know, whether it be you woke up to the gram or you were scrolling and then things kind of spiraled and then you found yourself looking this up and then you found yourself looking that up, and then months have gone by and you have not stayed focused because you didn't keep the vision that you wanted to attain in sight. And when you don't keep that vision that you need to attain in sight, any kind of distraction will get to you and it will divert you from what it is that you need to do. So please always make sure whenever you're staying focused, always try your absolute best to keep that vision in sight. And lastly, one main thing to take away from this whole ordeal right here about staying focused is going to be you never, ever, ever want to play the victim whenever it comes to you not staying focused. You never want to play the victim. And playing the victim basically means that you blame other people, other things, and other situations for the things that you could have achieved and acquired, but you by chance didn't do it because you didn't stay focused. If you get to playing the victim in life, what that basically entails is that looks like, I wanted to get my bakery business going, man, but my cousin, he distracted me, man. My cousin called me and he asked me to help him get his car wash business going. I took 6 months out of my life to go help my cousin. Now I'm behind in my business. You see how that is playing the victim? That person should have told their cousin, no, hey cuz, I love you big dog, but I need to get my bakery going first. And then once I get my bakery going first, then I'll reach back out and I'll help you get your car wash going. See, that's the thing right there. When you're trying to stay focused, you can't try to take on other people's responsibility. I honestly know you want to help people and things like that, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to staying focused and achieving real things in life, you have to always make sure to put you first. Never put anybody else ahead of you nor your happiness. Always make sure to put you and your needs first before you put anybody else's needs ahead. I know oftentimes we may be thinking, what about my kids' needs? But if you put your own personal needs ahead, then you will always be able to fulfill your kids' needs in a better and more improved way. Never ever play the victim. Never ever let anybody divert you from what you need to do. Always keep your head in the game, keep your nose straight, and make sure to always stay focused. And then I absolutely guarantee you that you will always achieve and then definitely surpass all of your goals and dreams that you want out of life. That about wraps it up for today's episode. Until next time, I'll catch you later.